A guide to some of McDonough County's historic cemeteries. Where can someone get a copy of this guide?
We've put it a lot of places. The Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau has a rack of brochures right in the lobby. You can find copies there. There's a rack at the city building. City Hall has a rack. Chamber of Commerce has some sitting out. The library has some. County clerk's office called and wanted some. So it's fairly available all around. And if you want to be digital, you can go on the internet. And if you get to the McDonough County Historical Society webpage, you can scroll down and find a digital PDF copy of it. And then you could either save it or print out a copy of your own. It's pretty classy the way it comes hard copy. So it might be worth your while to find one. Then you can trace your route around if you want to do all four of the loops around the county to visit some of these cemeteries.
Yeah, it's in color, so it is a nice-looking little booklet here.
Well, it's color-coded, too. Each quadrant has a particular shade to it, and then each location within that quadrant has a key at the bottom or on the back so that you can follow along by all the red sites or all the yellow sites or all the green sites. And you can either try to make a loop out of it or an out and back, depending on your own driving habit. Some of it you could do on a bicycle. Some of it's pretty far out. So you might want to do it with a car. But either way, it's a very, what I'd consider, user-friendly guide.
And does this have GPS coordinates for someone with a smartphone to help them find the cemeteries?
Yes, that's one thing that we've done with all 95 cemeteries that we've put signs on. We've got a GPS coordinate for those. And again, if you want to find a cemetery that's not included in this brochure, which does have all the GPS numbers on it for Sally Forth on your dashboard or your phone, you can go to another map with the GIS service at the university, and they've got all 95 cemeteries located with GPS coordinates. So you can find some of the more isolated and abandoned ones that way if you want to, or give me a call. I'll tell you how to get there.
Yeah, I imagine these coordinates are especially important for some of these really rural and obscure cemeteries.
Very definitely. It took me sometimes two summers, maybe three, to find some of them with just a kind of a hint of where they're located. And when I heard about the GPS cooperation with our department, I took out device and went back again because I just thought nobody should have to do what I went through.
Why did you decide to break the county into to four sections?
Oh, I don't know. I guess because we have the only perfectly square county in Illinois, and it seemed kind of interesting. That's the way the barn tour was created back in the 70s and 80s. So I thought, well, this would be kind of a handy way to do some of them. I guess there's no real logic to it, except I decided to do it that way. And it made the map easier to design with the two, you know, with all four colors in four quadrants. It doesn't look like a gerrymandered political map. So
who do you think this will appeal to?
Well, I already know it appeals to a lot of people who have descendants, relatives in some of these cemeteries. It appeals to people who just like to do cemetery spelunking. I don't know if that's the right way to use that term, but there are a lot of people who just love to go into cemeteries. They're quiet. They're peaceful. You can look at the native flora and fauna and the birds, and you can see architecture and trees and the way minerals have been used for headstones, the way the artists have carved and etched stones over the years. You can trace ethnic patterns by the last names on the cemetery stones. You can trace disease patterns by the way deaths were clustered. And there's a lot of history, geography, geology, art within a cemetery, so that a person who's interested in any of those things in real time can go out and I think enjoy themselves in an afternoon. They don't need to do all nine in one day. It's just set up for that convenience. These are all accessible cemeteries. They don't need special permission to get into them.
And there are 95 in this?
We put 95 signs up. I've got a 96th in my garage. The property owner won't let me install that one. But there's no way I could have guided people to a lot of them. And so these are the, in my view, the easiest 35 of some of the rural and historic ones. I don't think anybody in the area needs a guide to some of our bigger ones. But I've included some of those, too. Blandinsville has a couple of nice ones. Bushnell has a nice big cemetery. Bardolph has a beautiful cemetery. So I did include some of the ones that a lot of people know about. But some of them are those ones that maybe an Eagle Scout recovered for us, and they turned out to be just absolutely wonderful educational sites in addition to historic and sites. Descendants are very interested in this. I've had people from as far away as Washington State and Texas and Alabama and Florida write to me and ask me about the guide and the cemeteries, either included or those not included. So it's got a lot of wide appeal. It's surprising to me, but I didn't know I would get quite that attention from so far away.
And again, why were these 35 in particular chosen?
There's no particular science to that, Rich. I just sat down and decided that these seem to be a logical drive pattern for either a car or a bike. There's only one loop where it kind of takes you off course, and that's if you want to go to the Atkinson Cemetery over at Argyle Lake. You really do need to do that in a separate trip because you kind of need to call ahead and find out how you can get into that one with the people at the park, Argyle State Park. Other than that, they just seem to be a logical pattern to them in terms of a loop or an out and back. They fell into a pattern, and they're accessible. Some of the criteria were that you had to be able to get to them without a whole lot of combat boots and machetes.
All right. Anything else you want people to know about this guide?
Well, it's probably the one of the last steps in our cemetery project phase one, which was to find, put signs up, try to protect and preserve these abandoned, neglected rural cemeteries. Now we've moved into the next phase, and that's to restore and preserve the old Macomb Cemetery here in town on Wigwam Hollow Road. And we've already put a new fence up, and we're going to plant a garden area in the 2 acres south of the cemetery, and we're going to run into what I expect to be some considerable expenses when we want to actually restore some of the broken and pieced up headstones that are lying around under trees and underground. So that project is being initiated as we kind of close out the cemetery sign project. But this seems to be the capstone to that, with the identification and how to get to them, what to see and what to look for.
And did you receive any funding assistance to get these printed?
Yes. The Macomb Area Convention and Visitor Bureau actually sponsored the printing of it. The GIS services at the university did all the help with me on the making sure I knew how to use a device to put the coordinates in it. The artisans of the duplicating and printing services did the beautiful rendering of the brochure the way it finally turned out. The funding for it came from contributions that people made to the project as we went along, as well as a big chunk from the Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau.
All right. Thanks a lot for talking to me about this.
Well, thank you a lot for letting me talk about the Macomb, McDonough County Historical Society project.